Te hiku o te ika, whakarongo tonu mai.
Ai, tēnā anō koutou whakarongo mai ana ko Gurley Clark tēnei. Nā ki konei te tahi tamāhine māna e kōrero, ngari ko te reo rua māua e kōrero ana i tēnei wahanga o te rā. Tēnā anō koutou. Quite a different subject from all what we've been listening. And I think it's very interesting for the far north to hear this. And she's in the job of the beauty pageant, and I've never experienced having to talk to someone in there, but it's a privilege to will be for me. And of course, I'm sure there's some listeners in there that are willing to hear this good story. So to you, Olga, welcome to our program. We do an early morning, and of course, getting hold of you, it's been very good for us. And I thought, well, beauty pageant, New Zealand beauty pageant, it's never been exposed on the air with us. But I'm interested to hear what you have to talk about.
Kia ora, everyone. So with beauty pageant Miss National New Zealand, we run in for a few years. And it's very different from other beauty pageant. And this beauty pageant don't have any age, height, or size limitation. And in beauty pageant can participate the lady, a girl who is 20 years old and lady who is 70. So the judges were not judging on age or, you know, or physical appearance. The main judgment on different tasks and which leading before beauty pageant. And it's including voluntary charity work. And of course, the second part, what finalists learn during this beauty pageant. So, you know, this is quite, you know, it's beauty pageant, but it's very different from traditional beauty pageant.
Okay. Now, for this beauty pageant, you said 20 years. Is that the age that they have to be?
No, this minimum age is 18 years old, and from 18 years old, there are no limitations. It can be, you know, it can be any age from 18 plus.
Yes.
And, for example, Miss National Australia a couple years ago, the one of finally 78, and she won title Miss National Australia.
Okay. Now, for this particular pageant, is it got to be single?
No, you don't have to be single. You can be single, you can marry, or don't have to be married and have a child. So this is beauty pageant, a special design to encourage women and give them opportunity, you know, to understand you actually everything is possible, and any woman, any age and size can become model, any nationality. So we are same human and modeling ability. And, you know, to be a beauty queen, you don't have to be actually certain look or certain height or certain size. This is everything, you know, relative.
Mm.
And this is designed like it's anyone who would like to get experience, you know, welcome to join.
Okay. Now, for this particular pageant, are you going around the country or are you stationed at one place?
So there, the selection will be in few stages. The first will be by finalist or lady. She needs to send an email at missnationalnewzealand@gmail.com to send your information about yourself and three best images.
Yes.
So after organizers going to contact there, it will be a few calls and will be video calls. And if a lady, she's not in Auckland, she don't have to come to Auckland. So the first stage will be by online.
Mm.
The lady who is based in Auckland, it will be little bit different structure. It will be meeting one-on-one and discuss, you know, to better understand what goals of lady, what she wants to achieve, to make sure to make your expectation and you know, create the most memorable experience.
All right.
And final will be in Auckland on 5th of October.
Auckland, the 5th of October. Okay, yeah. What I was going to ask you, from this date, that's throughout New Zealand, isn't it? Where you're looking for all these young women to compete. All right. Now, what if they do win, where do they go from here? Do they enter into the Miss International, is it?
So after the after to get the title Miss National New Zealand, we win a Miss National, it will be two options. One option to go and represent New Zealand in an international beauty pageant, and you know, and learn about international world, you know, to meet many, many different people and represent whole country.
Yes.
Or other option will be a trip to Australia for 1 to 2 weeks.
Okay. Trip to Australia. Okay. Now, I was going to say, so you're looking at anyone that can enter,
yes.
18 years and above.
Yes.
They don't have to be single. They're single as well as any other women that's got a child or
yes.
children. Or is it children or one child?
This can be one child, can be children. We don't have any limitations. So the one of our finalists, she had 5 children.
Oh, goodness me.
And she won. And last year we have a second runner up. It's Maori girl. She's on her 26 years old. She's from very small village around Takaroa area, and she got a second place. And like she never wear any makeup. She never worn any high heels, so she was very so unconfident. She has 2 kids, and you know, just like, you know, just for her, always she was thinking to get to be part of something like that beauty pageant, or to win, you have to born, you know, in Auckland, and you know, just you need to be different. And she's one of very good ambassador for your area.
Oh, okay. So, oh,
no,
well,
no standard. She's size 16.
Oh, goodness me. they you know, some of these women, they've had children and they still look good, you know, the way they look after themselves. So, like, listening to you for this New Zealand beauty pageant, it sounds interesting. And anyone in New Zealand can enter, don't care which ethnic you are, as long as you live in New Zealand, is that right?
Yes, yes, if anyone can welcome to join. And this one of point of Miss National New Zealand, which is very, very great. So, you know, just we are promoting humanity. So we're promoting what, you know, and it doesn't matter, like, you know, just what nationality you are. You know, the main things, we're living here, we're all together,
yes,
and it's
yes.
a great time to create safe, prosperous community in
right.
New Zealand.
All right. So those are the boundaries you've got to, as long as they're a citizen of New Zealand, eh? Is that right?
Yes, citizen or permanent resident.
Yep, a resident of New Zealand. Okay. Well, that gives them an idea of having to enter, so they know the boundaries that they have, 18 and above. I don't care if you've had a family, as long as you look after yourself and have a good body, and the humanity is one of the facets of what you're looking at. And, of course, traveling. Do they travel around New Zealand? No, they just got to... when you do your interview, it's solely from Auckland, and then that's where you pick it from when it's a one-to-one basis with whoever the client is. Is that right?
So yes. Yeah, so if, for example, if the girl, she's if finally she living in Kaitaia, So to support you, we are not, you know, just we're doing interview by online. Mm. So we're saving time and, you know, just cost of petrol to get there.
Oh, yes.
So,
yes.
You know, just we're doing our best to, you know, to support finalists.
Yes.
And we also like doing, you know, different activities as a fundraising and charity events and some of fundraising actually to support, you know, support finalists because some of finalists we, you know, just, we had situation where finalists don't have money to travel to Auckland. Mm. So when we done fundraising and, you know, taught support, okay. Support their journey.
Okay. Now, Olga, the last question I'm going to ask you for contact to get hold of you if they're interested. What is the best contact for you?
It's probably best contact. It's mobile will be phone number 022-184-3899 mm-hmm. or email address will be Miss National NZ at gmail.com.
Miss National, yes, at where?
NZ.
NZ.
N for November, yeah. Z for Zula at gmail.com.
Oh, well, thank you very much for that. I have got your number, 022-184-3899. So if they want to get hold of you and enter it, well, that'll be interesting. I certainly hope there is someone from up the far north here that are interested in there, even one or two of them or even more, the better. It's just an option for them and an experience to get into this sort of being in a beauty pageant. So thank you, Olga, for all the little explanations you've given me with the pageant and the you know, the years that these girls can, women can enter. And I hope someone from New Zealand will do well if they get further than across the ditch in Australia or somewhere else.
Mm. Oh. Good. Thank you so much for your time and thank you for lovely your questions.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you, Olga. Bye,
bye
for
bye.
Now.
Bye.
Tēnā whakarongo mai koutou ki te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika. Iwa te kaumā whetū ira tahi te iariri.